to ask if you wanted some.
Roger, overall, I just want to check, because we're, now that we've entered Killarney, I'm feeling like I should do what you do at a wedding, kind of make myself invisible so that you can have your few minutes meditation and mindfulness in preparation for the event. I don't know what sort of what you do in that respect, if any. But is there anything you'd like to say on audio before we stop talking on audio?
Not really, no. You catch me. You're very good at doing this. No, I don't. Other than that, actually, yes, one thing. Let me say this. I'm really enjoying this.
Good, good. It wouldn't be good if it added to your if it added complexity to your mind, and perhaps is it a distracting? What would you do if you're driving in the car by yourself now, and I wasn't here? Would you be playing music, or would you be opening the windows of the car and letting fresh air in? What would you be doing?
Be listening to podcasts.
All right. What kind of a podcast would you listen to on your way to a wedding?
Business podcasts or a sports podcast. I listen to Alan Davis's Arsenal podcast and something like Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income podcast, those kind of things.
Right. And would you be driving with the windows open, or are you a close the windows man?
I'd have them down simply because the wind would mess with my hair. On the way back, we'll have the windows down.
Okay. All right, well, look, we'll stop here now, and we'll... I'm going to go into descriptive mode. I'm going to not interview you for quite some time, until maybe after you come out of the bride's house. Are we, in terms of overall, just to give a little information to people, the program for today involves us driving, first of all, to the bride's house. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
right.
Where we are.
And you'll spend approximately how long in that house, and I will not be with you?
I'll be an hour in there, I reckon.
Okay, you'll be in there for an hour, right? Then you'll come out and we'll drive to the church.
Yes.
Which will be a car journey of about how long?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, right. Can I interview you about what happened in the bride's house on that journey?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Yep. Okay. It'll be a short interview, I can see, or a short conversation. We'll then go into the church together. I'll make myself invisible. You'll do your job. I will describe what you're doing. Then after the entire excitement in the church is completed, we drive to a hotel.
That's
right?
Yes.
Okay. How far away is the hotel?
Approximately. I'd say another 10 minutes. Actually.
Another 10 minutes,
it's not
right?
Very far.
Right. And will I be able to talk to you in between the.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Yeah. And then we'll hit the hotel, and there we'll have many hours.
Well, actually, we're not going to have as many as usual because the wedding is at 1, the call for dinner is at 5. Now, what that means is. Start paying attention to where I am, is there's a 4-hour window, really, for these people to, this couple to get married, have some group shots taken, get to the reception venue, and enjoy themselves during the reception. So it's not a massive amount of time. 4 hours sounds long, but it's not huge.
And what time today will you be... Will you be leaving? Because I'll be coming with you when you're leaving. But what time will you be leaving?
I think I'm going to be leaving about... no later than 6 o'clock is what I think.
Right.
Possibly sooner.
Okay, lovely. Okay, folks, that's it for now.